Hello and welcome to Boarding Party's D&D campaign. Featuring Bentley Woods, CJ, D Blackwater, Milo Reuter, and Phoebe Wilhelm. I'm Drew, the Game Master for the Laris region.
Monty and the flock head towards Fola to continue their gym challenges. Will they weather Rosalie's storm or be blown away in the attempt?
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, welcome back. I am joined today by Monty, a bird.
Squawk.
Beautiful. Immaculate.
Gotta do a little different every time.
Yes. Last time we left off with these bird friends, they were in Green Gate, and they were flying east. East towards a sleepy little hamlet called Fola.
Yep.
Wherein, I believe your intention is to take on the Folan Gym and its leader, Rosalie.
These are accurate statements. So they're going to fly on to Fola. Monty and Titania will discuss, as they have done this before. They have been successful before. The previous team, however, was Violet, Bullet, and Skarmory, or Titania, excuse me. And so, obviously, doing it the same way again doesn't do anything for their kind of training or their mission.
Yeah.
So, we need to mix it up. So, Bullet's not here, so that's already an easy one. Violet can sit out. Since Titania participated, she kind of knows what they're up against. And in discussing the team, Monty elects Shimmer as a pick. Okay. Because Shimmer has Aerial Ace and can't miss. Mm-hmm. And that might help with the Ampharos shenanigans.
Yeah.
But then Derby obviously has some type advantage here with Ampharos. I feel like the Magneton had Levitate, so that's why we didn't bring him last time. But Shimmer has fire coverage. So the plan might be roll initiative, but always let Derby go first and try to mud slap the Ampharos. And if he misses, Shimmer's a backup. But if he hits, then Shimmer can start whittling down the Magneton instead.
Yeah. So it may alter your decision making, and you may choose to change your mind as you wish, but the Magneton is not inherently immune to ground.
Okay, that's fine.
It can do a thing that makes it.
Got
so.
It. Okay, that's like, probably what I'm thinking.
Like you have a moment to interact with it.
Okay,
before that happens.
So that's a pretty good duo to start. But how do we round out the last spot? Because we've got a Vileplume, which we can obviously have type advantage with many of our bird friends.
Slaughter it.
But anyone we pick, like Moonraker, would probably be one shot in most scenarios. So,
I mean,
not the best option. We'll definitely use Moonraker and Noontree. But then that leaves us with Titania again, or we have Boomer, who's been killing it. From the bird front. Howl is clearly not in it to win it. They're there. They kind of are like herd mentality, but there's not a lot of initiative or growth. So it seems like that's, I hate to say wasted efforts, but it's like nothing's really like sticking or developing. It's kind of just a yes man. So rather let someone else get some experience. Arjan, we threw into a gym recently and is not a battler, so we can let him support. And then that leaves us between, again, Titania, again, Boomer, or Eunice. And that's a unique option because she could resist the electricity, and ice is super effective to grass. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the route we go. But they will discuss those options on the flight over. Titania obviously loves to fight, so she's all about it, but has developed a fun connection with Eunice. And Monty thinks that an entirely new group should go in.
Because you got to be always adapting.
Yes.
If you're not adapting,
you're dying.
Exactly.
So, plus it might be kind of cool for Eunice to see to be in the arena with an Ampharos.
That might be inspirational.
So
could be very useful tech.
That's what they're going for. But they do remember, because Monty has been to Fola a few times. He's gone alone a few times. He shopped there alone.
He did do that.
He does recall Punnett Square and the marketplace.
The greatest pun
and
ever made.
And the shops and things that reside there. But we'll drop him off in there to sample some local cuisine, get some inspiration, and mayhaps get some ingredients for the meal, the post-gym meal. Because, as Arjan will know, it's either going to be a celebratory meal or a pick-me-up meal.
Both are equally important.
He needs to find a dish that could work as both, as he will not know the outcome ahead of time.
It's good planning. Okay, so Arjan will head off to the coffee shop. He will commune with the spirits of nature, whose names are Sriracha.
And arugula.
And arugula.
Heck yeah, dude.
The greatest of friends. Perfect. So we will get to, similar to Watalonga, we'll get to what Arjan's been up to. In a boot. As we step into the Fola City Gym, as those automatic doors open for you, Monty and Titania, as you step onto the mat. They don't shift at all for Monty, but Titania weighs enough that the doors will swing wide.
Fair enough.
As the two of you walk in most triumphantly.
Yes.
Ready to rock and roll. This place is abuzz with engineers, as it always is. There's magnemites flying every which way. They look down and they're like, greeting, as they just keep going.
Nice.
There's a bunch of blue coughings that are not coughing at all. They can breathe very clearly.
Excellent.
As they kind of fly and flutter through the top, they're just going, pulling out any kind of exhaust from this entire place and just spiraling up to the heavens, releasing it as harmless vapor out the top. As you step in, Rosalie is kind of on the far side of this room, and three magnemites kind of just detach from the wall and connect and sync up. Salutation.
Greetings, Sir Magneton.
We have been knighted.
We are a team that is here to challenge you for a badge.
You are unaccompanied by a human?
This is correct. Have you not seen anyone else come through without a trainer?
There was one once.
Was it Wymond the Tangela?
It was.
Awesome. Are you allowed to share how he did?
He fought valiantly.
Okay, I'll take that as he won.
The Magneton's like,
sure.
I do not understand subtlety. You did not ask the result. You asked how he did.
Yes. Accurate. Good for him. Yeah, so same deal. We're gonna challenge the gym.
We will communicate this to Rosalie.
Excellent, thank you.
And they just kind of hover back over. You see floating down from one of the walls where he's been kind of like soldering with his fingies, the Garnier Ampharos.
Nice.
Descending down, long white hair flowing. As it hits the field. And then a big plant in the corner just thunk, comes waddling out. And the Magneton rejoins you in the center. Please select your three. Or is it just the two of you?
Oh, there's three. All right, so Monty and Titania are going to look at each other. They're going to nod, and they're going to throw out Shimmer, Derby, and Eunice.
Shim.
Monty,
Derby and Wesley.
Monty is going to, because in previous gyms, this has kind of worked out. So they're kind of coaching separate but together. So Monty's talking to Shimmer and Derby and like, hey, this is kind of how the Ampharos operates. We're going to try to Shimmer, even if you're faster, like from an initiative perspective, wait for Derby to go before you go, because we need to know if Derby hits or not. And then you can be the fallback to make sure that it can't do its thing. Otherwise, if he does, go for Magneton. And Skarmory is like, all right, Eunice, here's what we got going on. There's that big bouncy plant. You could like springboard and do a double gainer. And here'd be a cool place to put your ice to do cool stuff. And
ice to me.
They're coming up with cool moves, and then they're going to switch, and Monty's going to kind of go over with Eunice, like, tactically how to, like, go and apply the icy wind because it's a cone and, like, try not to hit your friends. Mm-hmm. Get as flashy as you and Titania want to get, but just keep these things in mind. And Titania's going to go to Derby and Shimmer and similarly talk about some cool moves they can do and, like, how like Derby could throw mud, but Shimmer could blink burst at Magneton, but in front of Ampharos to like disorient it for a second and like
combo,
make sure that the mud slap hits and all sorts of cool stuff. So they're all mm-hmm. just kind of teaching together, and the team's
having amped, a great moment,
and they're ready to go.
Okay, let's go ahead and roll me some initiatives.
Okay, Shimmer is gonna set up an agility turn one.
Okay.
So then Eunice is going to move up to here.
Okay.
And set up a static guard.
Okay. We move up very close. Static guarded up.
Actually, we'll do cotton guard. Because that's the...
Okay.
Static guard is just for the one turn. Cotton guard is for a
cotton
while.
Cotton guard is so forever.
Eunice is going to move up into a cotton guard.
Okay.
And then Derby.
Using that new flaffy power.
Yes.
For yourself up.
Yes. Okay. Derby. So he's going to stand back a little bit and try to throw a mud slap at this Magneton.
Okay. Oh, boy. Believe in you.
24 to hit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, jeepers. Jeepers. Creepers.
For 14 ground damage.
That will be... tripled, because this is steel electric, so 30, 42. 42. Yep. Matching Nubster's ferocity from the first time, but only doing a third as much damage as Nubster did on the base hit. Because I think Nubster did, like, almost 200 points of damage to this thing, knocked out in one shot. But Derby and Wesley, you lock eyes with each other. Wesley dives beneath the ground. Derby, you throw up a little bit of a mud, like, overscreen as the Magneton is trying to, like, separate and look around. You throw another one straight through the middle as Wesley catches one in the back. Nice. And one of these Magnetons is just, like, spinning and reeling.
Great hit, Derbs. Great hit.
Really good.
And a Magneton has disadvantage. Not that I think it will matter, but...
It would.
On its next attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
cool.
As we may or may not remember, Vileplume.
Yeah.
Opens its pores mm-hmm. and begins charging energy from the sun.
This is, yes.
Magneton begins to just kind of spin and hover ominously, and it seems to be trying to gain focus.
Okay.
Ampharos begins to hover and kind of crackle with lightning energy.
Yes.
And then some people ended their turns near Eunice.
Yes, they did. Six ice damage to Vileplume and Magneton.
Magneton
might resist that.
He takes half from ice, so he's going to take 3.
That's fine.
Okay, but that's still some damage. Very
good. Vileplume's weak to it, so yes. good hit.
Vileplume's
good hit.
Starting to kind of frost over, but maintains that same sort of energy. We do need to smack him to lift that, but it is some good free damage. We jump to Shimmer.
Shimmer's going to hold for Derby's turn.
Okay.
And then...
Eunice.
But wait, I can only hold the action, right?
You can hold the action. Move. Yes, you do it. You'd have to move now. Unless the action you are taking allows you to move as part of it.
Yeah, like Blink Burst. Whee!
Yep.
Okay,
Blink Burst would let you move, then you can do it then.
We're going to fly in here, right there, right in front. And then Derby, or Eunice is next, so we'll do that first. Eunice is going to... this would not provoke attack of opportunity, correct?
Yep, we don't do those here.
Okay.
Because they're also, these three specifically are concentrating on something. So if they hit you, they'd have to drop.
Okay. And none then of them would have this a be a 15-foot cone?
That'd be a 10-foot cone. So, yeah, you could...
Okay, so Eunice is going to try to Icy Wind both of
you
them?
You could technically... You could be here and hit all three. But Derby and Shimmer would
that's fine.
Probably want to move. But, yeah. Okay.
So what they need to make a... Dexterity save, please.
Oh, boy. Vileplume. 8. Magneton. 8.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Full damage for maximum damage. 2 sixes, baby. 12 so, ice damage.
So 24 to Vileplume. And 6 to Magneton. And they both power down. The solar beam is canceled, as is the zap cannon. It kind of like closes back up. A bunch of ports just reseal.
Okay, then.
Good job, Eunice.
Yeah.
Derby.
Derby is going to try to... he's going to scooch all the way around this way.
Okay.
And then pop
flank
up
with
and,
Shimmer.
Yes, and melee mud slap the Ampharos.
I love it. You may have advantage because you are 180-degree flanking.
Good. 15 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
Whew. Ampharos, as we may or may not remember, easiest one to hit.
7 ground damage.
7 ground damage. Doubled to 14. And then he's got mud on the back of his head that seeps into his eyes and affects the accuracy of his next shot. As Derby and Wesley, once again, you kind of do a... you do a Wesley and an Eagle Montoya as you're kind of like... You're just fencing beneath with mud, just throwing it back and forth, and the Ampharos is like, stop! And the lightning just kind of crackles into the top of its head and does nothing. Very good.
All right.
So you cancel its floating
and
ability.
Then Fletchling is going to flame charge the Magneton.
Excuse me, sir, it's Fletchinder.
Oh, sorry, did I say Fletchling?
You did.
Oh, my God.
And
Shimmer.
Her name is Shimmer.
Shimmer is going
Jeez.
To... It's the picture on my thing
Put
still.
Some respect on it.
It's still a Fletchling.
I know.
It was an oopsie.
It just says Fletchling. It doesn't even say Shimmer.
It's true. Well, no,
we
it does.
So,
it says Shimmer on there.
Well, the Pog.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We haven't changed anything.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Shimmer is going to flame charge the Magneton as she can move up to her movement as part of this attack and not take attacks of opportunity.
This is true.
So here we go. Ooh, 13
on
Magneton.
Magneton.
Probably not.
Magneton, it will miss.
Okay.
Yeah. 13 is insufficient as you blitz your way over to Magneton. Try to like Phoenix flare in his eyes. There are no eyes. He's already blinded by the mud. It's like caked in and the heat from the blink burst. Just kind of cakes it onto his outer shell.
Okay. Well, we will do a bonus action blink burst.
Okay.
And go for that. So it's a dex save again from Magneton.
Okay. Magneton. 10. We're getting better.
Okay. That's still not enough.
Yeah.
But we'll do 2d4.
And it's fire.
3. It says... Plus 1 to damage rolls. That's total, right? So it'd be 3 up to 4 fire damage.
Perfect. So doubled to 8. Because Magneton is a steel type. So it puts him
excellent work, gang.
8 more. Magneton does not have blood. But is showing some signs of wear and tear. He's not traditionally bloodied. But he is harmed. Make that as obvious as I can. So that was Shimmer who held for Derby.
Yes.
We now have
Vileplume.
Vileplume. Same deal across the board. Solar panels open up on the top of the Vileplume's Rafflesia flower. The Magneton prepares a zap cannon to end all zap cannons. And the Ampharos begins hovering once more.
Okay.
You can do it.
They are going to take some damage from Eunice again.
That Oh
wait, no, not anymore, huh?
You moved away.
Yeah, I did.
Oh no! Right.
Well, we can attack and then move in again. So that's what we'll do. So we're gonna do another icy wind.
Okay. So you got shimmer up first. Is shimmer gonna hold?
Yes.
Then I'm going to save myself some mental capacity, and just swap their initiatives.
That's fine.
So that it's just a little clearer. Which will mess with a couple things, but it's fine. Your whole team goes, then their whole team goes. So the new order for Joel's team is going to be Derby, Eunice, and Shimmer. That way it's just
okay.
A little bit cleaner.
All right. Well, then okay. Derby is going to try to mud slap again.
Yeah, we'll handle Derby first. You've got advantage.
Yes.
If you hit, you do double.
Ooh. That would be an unnatural 20 to hit.
That'll hit, yeah. You guys have come so far.
9 ground damage.
9, so that's 18.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ampharos drops back down to the ground. You pepper him with some more little mud pellets. Eunice
is going to icy wind again.
Okay.
Those two.
This will be Magneton. This will be Vileplume. They both have a +1. We have an 8 and a 7.
Okay.
Whoa. They're rolling like a dog doo-doo today.
9 ice damage.
9 ice damage. So that's 18 to Vileplume. Vileplume will shut down. And call it 5 to Magneton. Put some there. Magneton is now, traditionally speaking, bloodied. You push him over the threshold.
Okay.
And as they start to frost over Eunice, you just
scoot in.
You just hop on in there. You're like,
come at me, boys.
Face me. You have no chance. There's no way.
All right. Shimmer, being free to do what she pleases,
yes,
is going to flame charge the Ampharos.
Okay.
While we're there, everyone's been hit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I take that back. She's going to set up another agility stack.
Okay. Get a little setup greed.
Yeah.
All right.
We have the opportunity, so we're going to do it.
You might as well. All right. Thus concludes Milo Ruder's team's turn. Vileplume opens up, starts charging Solar Beam. Magneton starts prepping that Zap Cannon. Ampharos prepares for an Ion Deluge.
Nice.
We're waiting.
All right. Well, Derby's only got one move, so he's going to do Mud Slap.
Yeah. This is a scary gym if you ever miss, but until then, it's just resource management.
How about 18?
18, yeah, that'll do.
9 ground damage, double to 18.
Okay, 18 on the Ampharos. Beautiful. Ampharos' Ion Deluge is once again disrupted. As Derby Wesley, you just go... hit him in the back of the head.
All right, Eunice is going to scooch back a little bit.
Okay.
Let loose an icy wind again.
Did you roll your damage for them being near you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It was 9.
Oh, that was what that was. Okay, got it. Icy wind?
Yes.
2 3s.
Okay. Oh, 2d6s. Oof. A 2.
They're blurst. A 2.
Yeah, we've gotten Max and Min on icy winds this fight.
Okay.
Double sixes, double ones.
So Magneton takes 1.
Yep.
And Vileplume will take 4.
And Eunice will scoot back in.
Okay. You just climb back on in there. All right, same deal. Cross the board. Everybody starts boosting.
A Shimmer's turn.
Shimmer, just kidding. Shimmer, what are you doing before that happens?
Shimmer is going to flame charge the Magneton.
Okay. I love it. Get him.
Ooh, 16, 17, 18.
Oh, that hits.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully for agility. 6 flame damage. Oh, sorry, D8s. Rewind.
Yep.
It might be worse. 8 fire damage.
8? It went from 6 flame to 8 fire.
And then I do get to do some additional flying damage.
You do.
With the D6s, which, what did I say? Because that's
that
just 6?
6.
Okay, so
we'll
do...
call that the flying?
Yes.
Okay, we'll save some time.
So that'll be halved.
Yeah, that'll be halved. So that's 3. So Magneton
and the 8 gets doubled.
There. Yeah. So he's gonna take 19.
Yeah.
All day. Okay, Magneton. Magneton's having a rough time as this now slightly less small bird just coats itself in fire and slams into its three faces. Two of your competitors are blinded as they're just trying to fight through this, but they're staying tranquil. The Ampharos never loses his cool. He's always just focused on the next task and what he's doing. Magneton
deck save
is
though.
Shrieking.
Yeah, from Magneton, because I'm going to do a blink burst bonus action.
Oh no, he's just shrieking. He gets a 10. These dice are rolling bad, dude.
Yeah,
I just decided that green would be Vileplume because it makes sense, and yellow for Magneton.
Two additional fire damage on the dice, so four more.
Four more. Okay. Yeah, the Magneton's starting to lose its cool despite being a computer, and it's been cooked out. Can tell by the smell of it.
Absolutely.
He's just burning. He's having a rough day. The Vileplume is very similar to the Ampharos. Just kind of breathing, and you look in the background, Monty, and you see Rosalie kind of sat, breathing, eyes open, eyes ahead on the field, just focused while there's all of this noise going on in the reactor above you. Titania, you're having a hard time blocking all that out because you're just ready. You're hyped. You're like, there's a battle going on. This is great. Monty, give me a wisdom check. Check.
All right, hold on one
second. Nothing perilous.
How does a 19 sound?
Sounds great. Monty, you're not super well versed in the subject of your earlier question that didn't quite get asked.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of semblance of these stones of power. Mm-hmm. You've seen your friends get enhanced by them. You've interacted with an element of one in the form of the feather that you carry very proudly. Rosalie, in this moment, is just kind of breathing in and out at the same frequency as Ampharos and Vileplume. And she's got a number of little hairpins stuck in up there. And one is green and one is yellow.
Okay.
And they are kind of flaring in time as these two power up. Magneton's just here, just chilling. Is a friend of friends.
Okay.
But Ampharos and Vileplume, as they breathe and take hits and make attacks, Rosalie is reacting as they are. But they're never losing their cool. They're always focused.
Okay.
In and out, breathing. And Monty, you start to do that too.
Okay.
Just kind of catch that breathing, and your heart rate kind of slows down. You're able to focus on the map.
Cool.
Monty, I'm going to give you a D6 inspiration die
that
you can give to one of your teammates in the form of kind of helping them calm down, clear their head, and get that extra mile.
Okay. Sounds good.
But that's the end of Shimmer's turn.
Yes.
All of that was at the end of Shimmer's turn. Those three are going to power up again.
Okay.
Vileplume, Solar Beam. We've got Magneton preparing a zap cannon. Ampharos with the Ion Deluge. Derby, you're up, buddy.
All right,
you
Derby.
And Wesley.
Derby is going to try to do that mud slap again.
Okay.
Melee mud slap. For a 16 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay. Woo. 6 ground damage.
6 ground damage.
12.
Okay. Same deal there. You smack into the Ampharos, and it stops preparing an Ion Deluge, drops down, and just... And you can see the lightning already starting to crackle around it again, but it does land on the ground for the moment.
Okay. And then I did forget, because we were talking about other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's some damage to to occur.
Yes.
For Magneton and Vileplume.
Yes.
Because they're near you. For the privilege of sharing the same air. 10. So we have 5 to Magneton. We have 20 to Vileplume. That's massive. Massive. Okay.
Heck yeah.
But now it's Eunice's actual turn.
Yes. Eunice is going to do the same thing. We're just going to get a dex.
Hop back.
Dex save.
Yep. Power. All right. Vileplume, I believe in you. Dirty 20.
Nice.
Magneton. 11.
Okay. Magneton fails.
Okay.
So, with Vileplume getting half,
it's
going to be the normal damage,
yeah.
And Magneton still takes half.
Yep. Yeah.
Icy Wind, yes. 7 ice damage. So,
Vileplume
takes
take
7. Magneton takes 3.
Magneton taking a lovely I'll round up. We'll call it a lovely four. As those two both get hit, they start to kind of like freeze over and lock in place. You see the Ampharos just kind of like holds a hand out in the magneton, just kind of whirs back and keeps spinning. Rather than being frozen, the Ampharos is feeling the energy of the room around it.
Okay.
And Monty, you're starting to feel in tune with the currents of this space above you, the wind turbines that are going. Each time one of those large fan blades spins by, kind of like cutting off the light in the room for a second, you just feel in tune with the currents in here and with the light kind of being blocked out. You're just living in the darkness for a second. Just breathing.
Okay.
Holding strong.
He's going to try to relay that to Shimmer in the form of take note of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Shimmer is going to set up a third stack of agility.
Okay. Take that moment to just...
Yes. But we'll still try to blink burst the Magneton on the bonus action.
Love it. Okay. You get agile. Shimmer, the whole space for you for a moment as you speed up. You're like the Flash. Lightning's kind of shooting around you. You lock eyes with Monty for a brief second, and he just gives you a nod and holds his wings up and pushes them back down as if to say, just breathe for a second. You take a moment. And you feel that fan above you just... And then you hurl yourself towards your target.
Magneton for a dex save, please.
He gets an 18 for once. Oh, my God.
Okay. That succeeds, and it's not a halvesies. So.
Okay. You blast yourself over there, Shimmer, and you're ready to just, like, cook this guy. But that Magneton is also kind of just feeling the rhythm, folds apart and tries to, like, lock magnets around you, and you just disappear back to where you were.
Cool.
Good stuff. Okay. The end of Shimmer's turn. The three of them together all begin to power up once more.
Okay.
We're looking good. Vileplume showing some wear and tear. Magneton is bloodied. Ampharos is still looking okay.
Okay.
Come here, pal. It's Grover.
They're going to take 5 ice damage.
Okay. So Vileplume's going to take 10.
From Eunice existing.
Magneton will take 3. Okay. Magneton is now... mortally wounded, which is fitting because the song has now changed to low health.
Yeah.
Art imitates life. Vileplume, also bloodied. Ampharos did not take damage. But
yes,
there we go.
Correct.
So there's that. They're all going to kind of empower. Same deal.
All right, Derby. You got him. Hit him with that mud slap. Oh, boy.
Where'd it go?
All right, we got a dirty 20 on that one.
Okay, good. A Derby 20.
Yes, a Derby 20 for a Wesley 7 amount of damage. 7 ground.
Okay, so we're going to take 14 there.
Yes.
That is 76. The greatest invention of all time is a calculator. It's so nice. And there's a calculator present in this sheet, and it's super useful. Okay, Derby, you and Wesley, you see this Ampharos. Monty, you're kind of clued into what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see one of the diglets on the side of the area here. Got a little construction hint. Got a little high visibility jacket.
Okay.
He's holding the clipboard.
Okay.
And he just scribbles something real quick. And then he kind of holds the clipboard in front of himself and just starts kind of watching the battle.
Okay.
Eunice.
Does Derby take note of this at all?
What's Derby's wisdom score?
A 10.
A 10? I'll give you a check for it. No action required. You just throw me a perception. He wouldn't ambiently notice it, but I'll see if he catches it.
18.
Okay. You look over. You see a name tag. I'm going to open the door for you. What is this guy's name? I have one if you're stumped.
I want to come up with one, then I want to hear yours, and then we'll pick from there.
Okay.
This is... My pitch is Brimley.
Brimley?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'll give you the choice between that and Gustavo.
I like Gustavo, because then he can also go by Gus, shorthand.
Okay.
And then if you have Derby, Wesley, and Gus, it's a pretty good trio. Okay.
That is a pretty good Doug trio. We'll see. We'll see. He's taking notice. Okay. Eunice.
All right. Eunice is going to do the Icy Wind. Okay. Eunice really wants to try something, but yeah. seeing that Derby is kind of giving out like an idea he wants to try, he needs to be like, okay, I'll cover Derby. This is what teammates are for.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay.
And do an Icy Wind.
All right.
Dex checks.
Magneton. 5.
Okay.
Vileplume. 17.
Ooh.
The green die has shaken off some rust.
So we got a 5 on the die.
Okay,
so
5 on the die. Five so Vileplume's going to take 5. Magneton fails and resists, and as such will take 3. Okay. Very well done, Eunice. You lock eyes with Derby and Wesley, and they kind of stare past you. Gustavo's just over on the corner.
Yeah.
You fire off some Icy Wind. Hop back in place, ready to zap your competition. Shimmer.
Okay, Shimmer is going to try to hit the flame charge on Magneton again.
Hit that flame charge.
15.
15 on Magneton?
Oh, wait, sorry.
Plus
sorry.
Your agility stack?
Yes, so 18.
18 hits. 15 would have exactly hit.
Okay. 2d8 plus 3d6.
Yeah.
So this is the flying damage that's resisted.
Okay, we'll get that out of the way.
That is 12, so
12,
6.
Cut down to 6. Nice and easy. There's a pretty good chance
and
here.
And another 5, doubled to 10 fire, 10. So 16 total.
Okay.
And then if that doesn't do it, we'll bonus action
He's
blink burst.
Still alive, looking rough. Looking really, really rough. He's so, got to make a save.
Yes, deck save.
That. Okay, let's check it out. He gets a 19.
That succeeds.
He's
catching on.
All over the board.
Yeah.
He has a plus 1. Okay. Shimmer, you lock eyes with the Magneton. Bamf over, slam him in the face. There's an after image of you that slams in right after you. It flies through your form, and there's this little puff of wind that looks just like you. If he wasn't steel type, it would have hit a lot harder. But you impact, and then you just use that moment in that puff. You just leave a bit of smoke behind where you were, and you disappear back to flank with Derby and Wesley.
Okay.
All three of them charge up again. Two of them are near Eunice.
Okay. 4 ice damage.
4 ice damage. Ice, baby. Okay. Magneton hanging on by a sneeze. But they charge up once more. They're very dedicated here. They all just breathe in tandem.
Okay. In a rare shift, Shimmer's going to not wait and go first.
Okay.
And aerial ace the Ampharos.
Okay. Just going to smack him.
Yep.
Love it. Give him some damage.
5. 5. Flying.
Okay. So it's cut down to 3. Because we've got electric resisting flying, but... You hit the Ampharos just enough that it drops its concentration once more. And you see for the first time like a flaring of a nostril as Rosalie kind of like cracks her neck to the side for a second.
Okay.
And then they just continue to breathe.
And they will try to blink burst the Magneton as the bonus action as well. Okay.
Same die. 7. Uh-oh.
That'd be 5 plus the 3 to 8.
8 doubled?
Fire damage, yes.
Okay, that puts the Magneton at 137 damage taken. He is 128
Ooh.
Hit points. You had him at 121.
Nice.
So, Shim Shim, as you bamf your way over and just impact in front of the Magneton, he goes, you missed. As you just fade away and fly back behind, and there's this like fiery after image as you just blast through the back of the Magneton, shutting him down. Good stuff, Shimmer.
Okay.
Recommend it.
We'll just do Icy Wind one more time, because I want to try this, and I don't want to bonk it up.
Okay, so Vileplume. 16.
That succeeds.
Ooh.
So 8.
Hot toddy. 8. Double to 16.
Nope, that stays.
Oh, that stays because
it
made it.
Yes.
Got it. 116. Okay. Vileplume.
This is going to push right up there.
Showing a little bit of wear and tear. And by that, I mean a lot of it. It's mortally wounded.
All right. Because Shimmer did damage to Ampharos and is no longer charging, Derby and Wesley are going to try to form a big mud ball and prop it up on like a yeah on like a podium so that together they can try to push it over.
Okay.
Or like launch it. I guess
I love this Looney Tunes solution.
Yeah.
Make a podium, then make a ball.
Yes.
Push the ball off the podium onto the Ampharos.
Yes. So
it's beautiful.
Now I'm not. I don't want to do this like improv attack right now.
Yeah.
They're taking a page out of this gym, so they're taking their turn to do the setup.
Yeah.
And make sure that it's done right.
Okay.
And that in a similar vein, like they can build up into one attack.
Okay. We're going for
I don't know how you want to do
some
manage
kind of
this.
Some sort of mud bomb, as it were.
Yes.
Okay. I will say, if you take a turn to set it up, mm-hmm. you can forego the sort of like con check to try
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I'll throw in a little sauce for you. Wesley, as you and Derby begin to just kind of pile mud that you're just ambiently creating, because this is otherwise a pretty pristine space that you're in. Mm-hmm. Just folding this mud up, making this podium. There's a third set of little paws kind of helping you.
Making sure it's up to code.
As Gustavo, yeah, he's in there. He set up some barricades around to make sure that nobody's in there. And he's just kind of making sure it's all up to code. He's got a little check mark. And it just says, wah, wah, wah,
nice.
Wah, and wah, wah.
Okay.
And two of them are checked off.
Okay. Sweet.
He approves. Gustavo approved
nice.
Engineering going on here. Okay. Vileplume's turn. It's going to get bopped by Eunice, and it's going to try to empower itself. So go ahead and roll some Eunice damage.
Oh, yes. How about 10 ice damage?
That's a lot.
Doubled.
That's even more.
Crazy.
So it's currently sitting at 116 hit points. Mm-hmm. You're going to deal 20 damage to it. It has 136 hit points.
Whoa.
And as such, Eunice, you kind of look over your shoulder, see what Derby's got going on. You go, that's pretty cool. I got to deal with this. And there's just an ice cube.
Nice.
Where Vileplume is like, it is just frozen in place.
Sweet.
Preparing to charge up and melt itself out. It freezes solid instead.
All right, cool. That sets up for what I want to do.
The Vileplume down. All right. Ampharos is prepping an ion deluge, sees that his friends are down, and Rosalie just lets out a final exhale, and rather than prep an ion deluge, he just lets out a discharge.
Okay.
For everybody around. Derby and Wesley.
Yeah.
Traditionally, you would be immune to electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But in this universe, you are simply heavily resistant.
Okay.
I would love a dexterity save from you.
All right.
And then also from Shim Shim.
Okay. Here's Derby's. That is a 10.
A 10.
But I would like to give...
You want to do the thing?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and inspire Derby and Wesley and Gustavo.
For another 4, so 14.
14. Succeeds.
Oh, yeah. Good use.
So Shim
Good
Shim.
Use. All right, Shimmer, you got this.
And then we'll get into what that looks like in a sec.
A 14.
You succeed.
All right.
Okay. Succeed exactly. As Ampharos has been breathing, Monty, you take note. As Shimmer's been moving very quickly, there's been lightning kind of crackling around you. You've been generating a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ampharos, seeing that it's kind of do or die time, is like, all right, I see you guys. Enough games. Mm-hmm. Kind of cracks the knuckles. Rosalie rolls her neck. Eyes stay closed, and that yellow stone just flashes bright. And you caw as loud as you can. Derby and Wesley, you see Gustavo on the other side of this podium. You grab him and just throw him to the back, kind of tuck over. So Derby and squad, you're going to take a third of this because you succeeded and you resist. Shimmer, you're going to take
regular
base
damage.
Roll.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Which is great because it's based on how many turns it's been.
Nice. That's cool. 8,
16, 23,
33
points.
Wow.
So the Derbies, you take 11. The Shimmer.
Takes 33.
Takes, yeah.
And Eunice is out of range.
And Eunice is out of range. Yeah.
Okay.
But all of that energy that's been just kind of building up in this space for a moment, Shimmer, you're going real fast right now, and you see all that lightning coalescing, and you're like, there's not much I can do here. And you can kind of see like a safe range, and you're like, even I'm not that fast.
Yeah.
As you look over to Eunice, and Eunice just goes, you're like, I don't know, buddy. Yeah. And you just get hit right in the chest, and it kind of blasts you back for a sec. But the derbies are able to hold on. Gustavo's like, whew. Thanks, boys. I was just making sure this was up to code. No. I don't want to get blasted.
Smart.
But that's Ampharos.
Yes.
As it no longer attempts to sort of hover, it's just sat there, arms out, kind of staring at both of you, locking eyes with Eunice from far away.
All right.
Top of the round is Derby.
Derby's
Wesley,
gonna,
Gustavo.
They're going to try to hit this mud bomb attack.
Hit him with the brick. All right, I believe in you. You can use your normal bonus to hit for mudslap.
Okay, is this at advantage still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're still flanking.
Crit. Natural 20.
Okay. So what I want in this moment, I can't promise this is how it's going to work long term, but what I want is for Derby and Wesley and Gustavo. I want Derby to roll 2d8, and I want Wesley and I want Gustavo to each roll an additional d8.
Okay.
And then we're going to double that amount.
All right, gang.
So in lieu of sort of like the double-double, because we all know you can double-double, I just want to see how much they do together before we get there.
Okay, so this is just Derby, because I want to do this out.
Yeah, Derby in time.
Eight.
Eight, okay.
Wesley, two.
Two.
Gus, four.
All right. So you've got a beautiful pillar built up and ready to go. Derby.
Oh, sorry. I have a thought on how this would play out.
Yeah, unless no, you hit me.
We can both pitch it if we want to see.
Here's what I was going to go with, okay, is that they build a ramp kind of leading up, and then they're just going to kind of like build up Looney Tunes style, and they're all going to charge together, kind of shoulder check it, and then Derby was going to like ground pound it down from the top.
Okay.
But you hit me with yours, because these are your boys.
Similar thought.
Yeah.
And then be honest, which one we think sounds cooler.
Let us know in the comments below which one is cooler.
Because Gustavo has a hard hat, he can jump up through the pillar and get it some air.
Doom.
And then Wesley is going to similarly flip upside down, and because they have feet.
They do.
They're gonna kick off each other, Derby and Wesley, and go, phew, and then Wesley can just go underground, and then like come out at the other end, and be like, yay! Like after it succeeds, and then similarly in the air, Derby can shove it down.
I love it
at the Ampharos.
Okay, what was our damage total?
14 on the 14. Dice, so it'd be doubled to 28.
28, and it's a crit.
That's
which
right.
Means it's 56.
That's right. The crit.
Yeah, which is why I was like, we all know you can double-double. Tragically, you will leave this Ampharos at a single hit point.
Okay.
Because he's taken 79 damage, you're dealing 56, you put him at 135.
Okay.
Everybody in here has got 136 hit points. So, Derby, Wesley, Gustavo, you execute Operation Plum Drop. And it's a beautiful operation. Wesley, you leap out of the ground. After its conclusion, there's just this pile of mud. And you're like, did we do it? And then lightning starts to crackle around it as the Ampharos just kind of like ominously rises. However, it's Eunice's turn.
Yes. So Eunice is going to call for Shimmer.
Yeah.
Because she had a thing she wanted to try as well. And Shimmer is also like, I'd like to get out of range of this.
Yeah.
So she's going to bonus action disengage.
Okay.
She's going to fly behind Eunice.
Yeah.
Eunice wants to try because she's been training with Titania and they can only come up with the crazy stuff.
As one does.
The way Vileplume was breathing in and got frozen, the petals make a ramp. So
I'll allow it, yeah.
Eunice is going to run, go to slide up the Vileplume, ask for a little bit of wind boost from Shimmer to go up in the air, build up an icy wind and try to focus it more into a single attack.
Ooh, like a beam of pure ice.
in the air.
Perhaps.
So I don't care if this is an acrobatics followed by a constitution check. Whatever it would take to attempt this,
okay,
she's going for it because she sees her opportunity to have a flourishing finish and wants to go all out.
Okay, we've entered the bargaining phase. Okay. I will say, if Shimmer, if you want to use your action on your turn to help, I will give you niece advantage on the hopefully wonderful athletics or acrobatics check.
Okay.
I'll let you decide if it's a little bit more brute force or a little bit more finesse.
It would definitely be more finesse. Working with Titania, this is... and going off of... Well, I can't say that. In working with Titania and training with her, this is all about looking cool in the moment more than doing, like, a buttload of damage.
Yeah.
So, are you saying that means acrobatics?
Yeah. Okay. So, go ahead and throw acrobatics. You have advantage. Shimmer's going to help you. Help you kind of land it coolly.
Yeah. Athletics is better, but if it's... If we're going for flourish, and that means acrobatics, and we're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do.
All right. That's pretty good. So, 21.
21 is great.
19 on the
dive. So, Eunice, you see that vial plume? You and Shimmer lock eyes, and you go, for sure. And you just run. You slide across the slick steel, sprint yourself on your newly formed flappy legs, and then just, like, full-on mountain goat leap. Up into the air, you do a little spin flourish. You point one little hoof. Go ahead and roll a thunderbolt attack, and we're going to call it an ice beam for now.
Oh, a thundershock?
Yeah. The sort of like... Yeah, you know what I mean. Get him.
Crit, baby.
You set him up with the sauce, and you knock him dead. All right, Eunice. I'm not going to make you roll damage because he's got a hit point left, and we're going to crit. But what does this look like? You're in the air. You're spinning. You're flourishing. You call your shot.
And Eunice is going to fire out an ice beam attempt, but it's still coming out as like an icy wind, and it starts to like... in trying to focus it, it's a little hard to control. So it comes out, and she's like, whoa, and then immediately brings in the other one to like lock it in.
Yes.
And then does like a big... vertical slice as she just goes whoosh, and then like flips and lands.
I love it.
One big like
wah-bah. I adore it. It's perfect. Alright. Eunice, as you land, Ampharos taking a full critical ice beam to the back of the dome. Derby, Wesley, and Gustavo, you kind of fling yourselves out of the way and throw some mud up in celebration as it kind of freezes behind Ampharos, but leaving a perfect silhouette of the Ampharos through that mud that just doesn't stay up. So you've got this big, like, sunburst of mud.
Good job, guys.
Out with the old, in with the new. Rosalie calls back her three team members. Walks up to Eunice. Kind of ruffles right behind the ear horn that you've got going. Gives a little look of affection and a slight bit of recognition, knowing that you were at one time a Fola adjacent critter. She goes, interesting. Walks over to Shimmer, sees that you are kind of like relying on sight for a lot of things, and she'll sign out, well fought.
Cool. That's cool. That's super cool.
As the Ampharos will kind of hobble over to her and similarly kind of just reach out to shake Eunice's hand.
Eunice is very exuberant about this. Kind of like a backyard wrestler meeting John Cena. Just like, oh, absolute pleasure was all mine. That was so much fun. Thanks for letting me do the extra flourish.
It's the two guys in like John Wick 2.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
They're just kicking the crap out of them. They're like...
Yeah.
On your feet. And I'm like, if you just kill him, you win. You could be the guy.
Yeah. Big fan. Big fan.
Yeah. Okay. The vial plume similarly kind of thaws out. extends a hearty vine bow to the three of you. And then Rosalie walks over to you, Monty.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Monty.
Mm. And he will extend a wing.
I think you and your friends have earned something. Is Eunice just kind of like, yeah. And she'll whistle over to Gustavo, who's kind of like pretending he wasn't involved. She's like, come here, Gus. And he's like, yes, ma'am. Just keeps up. He's got a little clipboard. And you can see a look of recognition for Derby and Wesley. They're like, couldn't have done it without you. And Gustavo's like, yeah, that was great.
Diglett Nation, rise up.
Yeah. Represent. Let's go. As Rosalie looks at your badge case, for lack of a better word, your poster tube, as I've been calling it, sees that you've got a bunch of other badges going on there. You've been busy.
Yep.
I take it Milo has been, too, if you're doing these in his stead.
Absolutely.
Pulls out a little Magnemite hairpin. Shines it off for you. Limbs in as Shimmer puts a little wing out. Eunice, slow hoof out. And then three moles.
Yes.
Put their little hands in. So kind of just place it in the middle.
Absolutely.
And she kind of lingers eye contact on Monty. I felt you in here. Breathing.
Mm.
Going with the flow.
And he'll nod in agreement and kind of mime that. And kind of gesture to the group and do it too and be like, yeah, that worked. I like that way of teaching.
I imagine Titania's in the background. Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
But everybody, she's just running laps and everybody else is like having a very solemn, like, we did it moment. Titania's like, yes!
Yeah.
I knew it! That's good. It's always nice to intertwine with another being like that. You keep working on that. Be amazed the places it'll take you.
Absolutely. And Monty will squawk out his best thank you. I'm sure it's terrible, but...
Thank you!
And, yeah, look at the team and how they continue to grow, develop, and improve, and how he can't wait to show Milo what they've been up to.
Yeah. She's presenting a spark badge as the team clocks it into the badge tube. She looks down at Gustavo. It's been fun, Gus, but I know an exit strategy when I see one. And he's like, he takes his little hat off and he's got this little, like, the Costanza ring. He's like, yes, ma'am. I would very much like to travel with these two. All right. I ain't going to hold you back. Off you go. You stay safe out there, Monty. And all you too. You're strong. But you stay safe.
There's a lot to come.
World's going crazy.
Yeah. Monty will ask Magneton or whoever would like to address it and ask, have you guys seen any of the aliens or moon-touch creatures within or near the city?
Ampharos will chime in. Countless, yes. They are getting bolder.
It's true. Your partner, Rosalie, has a way to contact our partners. Ours specifically, Milo, has a way to help reverse the effects should you need to, if anyone should succumb to that.
That is phenomenal news.
So please let her know that and reach out if need be.
He'll kind of tap Rosalie on the shoulder and just very quickly do a couple hand signals. And she'll sort of sign back.
How long has that been possible.
How long has, like, reversing it been possible?
Yes.
In game time, a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Not really.
Is there a limit?
I don't know the specifics of that, but she should reach out if there's something you have in mind.
When next he's here, she will ask.
Okay.
And he'll kind of like sign something back. And she'll get down real low to Monty and just kind of like offer to shake your talon. Take care, little one. So kind of like brush off the top of your hat where you got a little bit of dust. All right. On you go. I won't keep you any longer.
Okay.
From the looks of it, you're closing in.
Cool. Yeah, we're... I know what it means, but you're like, yeah, it's... He's just going to look at the team and admire, again, the progress. And even his assistant coach, if you will, in Titania, flying over here, coming up with the strategy, executed it to near perfection. And let's go find Arjan.
All right. I love these moments. Arjan!
Yeah!
You've been hanging out at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Hanging out at... Look.
Look.
That's safe to say it. Look. Look. You gotta... Look. You gotta really choke it out.
Yeah. The changes in case happen before you pronounce it.
Look. It's difficult. Not very many people can do it. But, Arjan, as you pop in...
Regional dialect.
Yeah. You see sriracha and arugula.
Heck yeah.
Hanging behind the counter. Arugula the low-tad, serving some drinks. Sriracha the carnivine, making some drinks from itself. Making some horchatas.
Interesting.
As it is wont to do.
Yes.
As it just kind of spews this liquid into glasses, and people are just drinking it up. You kind of head on in there, and the low tad just goes, "Welcome to look."
Oh, thank you.
I'm arugula.
Nice to meet you, arugula. My name's Arjan. I am a traveling chef. I'm here to see what this shop has to offer in terms of cuisine, both food and beverage.
Great. Come along.
Okay.
I'll introduce you to Sriracha.
Awesome.
Our brewmaster.
Is he getting to go behind the counter? Or are we just...
Those in the back.
Okay.
Arugula just kicks it open and you walk in with a little chef hat. The guy behind the counter...
That's what I was going to say. He'll don his apron.
Yeah. The human guy's clean. Working there is just...
Okay.
Hey. Welcome. He's just kind of sitting there. And Arugula's like, right this way. Sriracha! There's a traveling chef! Hey.
Hey.
I'm Sriracha.
Hi, Sriracha. Nice to meet you. My name's Arjan.
Good to meet you, Arjan. You're like a traveling chef?
Yeah. I'm here to... Cool. I'm just traveling, learning what people make around the region and what makes each city unique.
I make spiced drink.
Nice.
That's just what I call it.
Okay.
They call it horchata.
Cool. Would you mind if I tried some? And he has a couple monies from Monty.
It's like, hey, man.
One in Rome. Dude.
it's a very... The closest thing, I don't know if you've ever had horchata.
Mm-mm.
I freaking love it. It tastes like almost like liquid churros.
Interesting. Okay.
It's very cinnamony. A little bit of like... Almost heat, but not spice.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kicks in.
Is that cinnamon?
Yeah, and then you just feel nice and warm in your belly.
Okay.
Yeah, I've just been making that forever.
Nice. Arjan will definitely smell it to start, and then get a good read on it, and then drink some.
Depending on his profile, his palate.
Yeah.
It may or may not be delicious. You just have to not think about how the sausage is made.
Yeah, for sure.
Although that seems to be kind of the vibe of the people in here.
For sure.
Like, Yeah, it's gross, but in like a visceral way.
Do they have a stove in here at all or no?
They have like a little like hot pot pads.
Okay.
Like,
cause he wants to just see if there's a spot where like things are cooked. Cause he wants to take out his wok, put a little bit in there and like burn it to see like how it reacts to heat.
Yeah. Sriracha will kind of like reach over, grab the little hot plate and spark his two little twig fingers and a little bit of fire will spark up.
Okay. He can do it. Some too with some, a little bit of light flambe. I was just saying I wanted a spot to do it and not just in the corner of the room. And like,
yeah, no, he'll get you set up. He's like, you have a wok?
I do.
Cool.
Yeah,
I usually just use like a pot and just cook with that.
Okay, I'm gonna just give this a whirl and see what it can do if you don't mind.
Sure, dude.
And
yourself.
Kind of wants to see, kind of like when you cook with oil, it like catches on fire, yeah. Or like if it's just warming it and like get an idea of the properties. I'm imagining it's not really doing much in terms of the flammability aspect.
Yeah, not really.
Which is totally fine.
Concoction itself is mildly flammable, given the nature of what it is. It's a side effect of this particular bell sprout. That the acid it produces is not caustic,
okay,
but is closer in. It's closer to like alcohol and flammability, not in taste or texture in any way, but it would have a proof.
Okay.
So you can very easily get it to catch and keep flame and burn for a long time. It's almost like candle wax in that sense.
Okay. So. This place is like a coffee shop too, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a coffee shop, and they also sell like boots.
Yes.
And shoes.
So, what is your most popular coffee drink?
I mean, a lot of people up here, if they're not getting spice drink, they just get like black coffee. But that's kind of boring. So, I mean, we do have like a Rothhead roast.
Interesting.
We get the beans from this guy who lives in a house up there. Yeah, it's a pretty far walk, so guy doesn't go that much.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
Yeah, if you want like a Rothhead roast, I mean, it's pretty good.
Okay.
More of a spice drink guy myself.
Yeah, I would like to get some spice drink and some of those beans if available.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Any fan of the culinary practicing is welcome here. Do you need like a to-go vessel or?
Sure. Yeah, I'll take a to-go bag.
Okay.
And he'll just, or cup, I guess.
Kind of reach over and just assemble a cup and kind of pour some spice drink in there. He just writes SD. Here you go.
Thank you.
A Rothhead roast. Do you want it prepared or you just want like some beans?
Just the beans will be good.
All right, cool. We'll get you a little bag. All right, here's some Rothhead roast beans.
Thank you.
They're made by this dude. His name's Ian.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, and then we're going to go to just a grocery store and pick up some additional ingredients.
To the farmer's market.
Yeah.
What are you in the market for?
We're in the market for a couple things.
Yeah.
I would like to get some cups because we don't have any currently in our group. I won't worry about plates, but we're going to get some cups. We're going to get some pasta sheets.
Okay.
Because we're going to be making like a ravioli dumpling type thing.
Ravioli, give me the formioli.
We are going to get a fish if they have one. If there's a fish.
Yeah, Fola's on the river. Okay. The river's been a bit gross lately.
Yeah.
So some of the fish that's getting hauled up now, as you'll kind of just ambiently hear in the farmer's market, is like almost eldritch in nature.
Maybe we'll just get tofu then.
Yeah.
Keep it safe.
They have some fish left over, but it's getting old fast.
We'll get tofu then.
Okay.
And then we'll just get some other miscellaneous things, like a little bit of cheese, a little bit of like seasoning, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
For things that we may not have to cook the dish that we want. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to go back to Punnett Square, because I believe that's somewhat close-ish to the gym.
Yes.
And that's where they dropped him off.
Yeah.
And he will kind of set up in a park-type picnic pergola.
A picnic.
You know, that has, like, the two picnic benches and the one, like, random tiny barbecue.
Oh, yeah. And there's always a guy there.
Yes.
Just grilling.
So we are going to cook up a drink, an appetizer, and a main dish.
Okay.
So we're going to prep all the stuff for the appetizer because we can't do it yet, and we'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
We're going to do the drink, which is just going to be a little bit of a the spice drink for everyone so they can enjoy that. We're going to prep the beans as needed, and we're going to start searing the we're going to switch that. No drink yet. We're going to use some of the spice drink to sear the tofu.
Okay.
To give it a little bit of a sweet kick. And then he's going to add a little bit of spice to it, make it a little spicy.
Okay.
And just put that on a bed with some vegetables from the supermarket. And we're going to ground up a little bit of the coffee beans just as like a garnish within the cheese mix that we're going to put on these like ravioli dumpling type things and get ready to assemble, but not yet. And some just have everything dumplings ready as the team comes in, because he has an idea.
I love it. All right, Arjun. You spend a decent portion of your afternoon kind of just collecting some things. Head out. You claim a couple tables. Lay out your little map. Get all your ingredients, all your ducks in a row. As very triumphantly walking out of the gym, Monty and Titania kind of looking up and down at each other. And like, man, we're getting good. And Titania's like, the strategy was perfect. Can't wait for the next one. And they both kind of sniff out and they look over and they just see you with spice drink in a cup. Got all your ingredients laid out, and they're like, lunchtime, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm running over to you.
All right. So the whole team's going to come out.
Yeah.
And Arjun is going to go, I can tell by the body language that you guys were successful, and I want to hear all about it, but I want to do one thing first. And he's got the raviolis. He's just finished folding them, mm-hmm. and in his wok is a little bit leftover of the coffee that the beans he made into a brew, but it's in his wok. And nice. Then he's going to set it down, and he's going to go up to Eunice and ask her to just, like, with her hoof and kind of electrify it a little bit. Because Fola's all about energy and being hyped and resourceful. So we're going to take a little bit of a zap from that. And then he's going to inject that into all the ravioli appetizers to give them a little bit of a, like, energizing boost.
Oh, snap.
And then ask her to similarly ice the coffee drinks.
Little iced coffee.
Yes.
And that's a weasel after my own heart. Let's go.
And then a big pile of, like, seared horchata tofu bites. After the fact. So everyone gets a ravioli, and then they can just get into the big pile of tofu. So they'll do the little zap, they'll put it in, and then everyone will get their ravioli, like, as a toast.
Yeah.
And
ravioli's in the middle.
Yes. And Monty is just going to go, Titania and I are so proud of everybody. We're, what are we, 5 deep now? We've got 2 more to hit up, and then we can reconvene with Milo and show him how strong we've come. Way to go, gang. And Titania's just going to yell, we're undefeated! And then they'll all...
Everyone in the area just hears... And they all look at you. And Titania's like, yes, look upon the victor!
Yeah, and they'll all down their dumpling and get, like, a little shock of, like... Yeah! And then they'll just start eating the tofu. Arjun similarly will get a little electrical poof of hair and join them in eating some tofu. And Everyone will be giving him compliments too, like in between where Big and then Eunice like slid up the vial. Hey, this is really good, by the way. And then she like jumped and like did this ice beam, and Arjan's just sitting back with his team, happy to be the support that he gets to be, but also travel the world and get some like alone time to help build his skills in his own way.
Yeah. So Arjan, for both expanding your horizons culinarily yet again,
mm-hmm.
and also for branching out, trying something different, cooking up a lovely dish for the team, we're going to give you a little bit of a boost.
Cool.
You're going to get 2 points to your constitution.
Nice.
For kind of just testing some new things out, getting some new flavors on your tongue.
Awesome.
Experiencing some new things, which is going to get you 7 more hit points.
Nice.
And then also, your charisma score is going to mildly improve.
Okay.
Because we've communicated with some new beings.
Okay.
So you're going to go to 11.
Nice.
From 10. So no bonus yet, yep. But it's climbing.
Nice.
Good job, buddy. You've gone through a lot of growth in the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of a kind of like culinary journey for you. Where yes. For everybody else, it's like, let's get bigger, let's get stronger, let's get tougher. You're yeah. like... Nah, fam, you're going to work up an appetite while yeah. you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he knows that, like, if they're going to fly on to New Tree, they're all going to be energized. They're going to be ready to go. They can continue to ride this momentum. And he is there to either, which was why I asked earlier, do a little bit of electricity, give them that jolt, keep that that high going, or maybe come in with a different approach to help fill their bellies after a loss, because sometimes you just want comfort food. So he's got to know, read the room, and deliver to the customers in front of him, in this case is his family.
Incredible. Arjan, how much of your roast would you say that you have prepared?
I would say
you have like 3 servings total.
Okay.
Of like pots of coffee.
Okay. In these specific instances, and should this continue in the future, the initial purchase is just going to be for this meal because he doesn't know how it's going to pan out.
Got it.
So he's going to use it so that it's not like this didn't work and I've got leftovers. It's boring.
Okay.
So he's going to do that. And then seeing the enjoyment that it had, he'll go back and get another bag to.
Okay.
To have
the Roth Head roast prepared in such a way with Eunice's help,
mm-hmm.
Can suppress a level of exhaustion.
Mm. Cool.
If you have Eunice do the kind of like supercharge, just wake you up.
Yeah.
There is a drawback to it in that you still have that point of exhaustion mm-hmm. through that day.
You just don't feel it till later.
So it's not going to go away. You're just delaying that exhaustion.
Okay.
So if somebody has a point of exhaustion that they don't want to deal with, you can kind of ignore one.
Okay.
So if you're like, hey, we really just like, we need you today. I know you're exhausted. They can just kind of pop that coffee.
Okay.
And those, like, it won't last the entire day, but it will get you through if you just need to keep moving for a bit. If you need to do a forced march, shall you say. But each bag of Roth Head roast beans makes 3 pots of coffee. If you use it to prepare that coffee in that way, each sort of pot of coffee would feasibly work on like 4 creatures. So to give your whole team, you would go through that whole bag.
Okay.
Just making that coffee. But it's just a nice little fancy Roth Head roast.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I'm going to put that in his inventory.
Yeah.
His inventory is the only one I use, but it's building up.
It's just full of things and stuff.
Yeah, he's just collecting the like unique things right now. Like he's not getting extra like pasta or whatever.
Okay.
It's like you can get that in town wherever you're at.
Yeah.
But the unique things he's keeping. Nice. Okay.
Very good. Okay. Arjan, as you kind of you fill up the team. You feel refreshed, rejuvenated, and refueled. So you guys are just kind of chilling. It's been a few days since the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of sitting here with the team, and you look to the south, and you just see that blue cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody on this crew has really put together what happened.
Yeah.
But it's starting to click for you when you realize that the water has gone sort of acrid and bad.
Yeah.
And a lot of the fish life seems very altered. Something's up.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of look south. Your thoughts turn first to Milo.
Mm-hmm.
The whole team has kind of been, we know he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he's not, we know he's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the alternative is too much.
Yes.
And as you're kind of packing up this meal, you open your little bag and there's a wine bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And your brain turns to Maestro, your close friend and pal.
Mm-hmm.
And for just a second, you see him lingering on the edge of Punnett Square. Big smile, watching you cook. And then like Jason Bourne, he's gone in the crowd. And similarly to your feelings about Milo, you shake your head. He has to be okay. Because nothing else could happen. And you're like, someday, we're opening that. We're making our winery. We're making our restaurant.
Yep.
We're going to be fine.
Yep.
You're like, Remy's going to be there. Whole team's going to be there. Maestro and I, we're going to cook a meal for Milo and this whole team when we save the world.
Yep. And he's going to even pop another tofu square in his mouth and make another round of raviolis for the gang as like a finisher. Because that moment was so nice, he wants to do it again to kind of change his thought process.
Just hold on to it. Yeah. And it's a similar train of thought that's going through everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Even Eunice, who's like, I don't know that I've ever been down there. Hope everyone's okay.
Yeah.
It's such a visceral part of the world that has just fundamentally shifted. And you just see that ominous blue cloud just shifting over the horizon. Titania, your brain turns to immediately to Hillmuth because that's the direction that this cloud is going.
That's home, yeah.
But similar to everyone else, they'll be fine. It's a cloud. Was it raining? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. Monty, you're starting to feel a little more in tune with everything that's going on around you. And where do you keep that feather?
In his hat.
In his hat?
Yeah.
That feather has been kind of, I don't want to say charged. That's a loaded word. But it feels a little bit more jittery for an immobile feather. As it's just kind of been shrunk down almost to fit in your cap reasonably as you've been sort of attuning to it. And you start to just feel the currents of air around you. And you're able to track and you see that cloud is headed in the direction that it's going, and you're like, okay. And you realize you can feel the tailwinds and headwinds of the region in a certain radius around you.
Okay.
As you're starting to kind of awaken to flight paths,
okay,
and flight patterns that would save you time getting to new places, getting to places that you've already been. And in that moment, you officially, unofficially learn fly.
Okay.
As a out of combat technique you can do. Meaning you can catch the natural head and tailwinds of the region and cut your travel time in half if you're traveling alone.
Interesting. Okay.
Because you are a small bird, you can't necessarily bring something with you. In the same way that Bullet can use fly and bring Milo from one corner of the region to another in like 2 hours. You can do that if you fly alone.
Okay.
So if you put your team away, you can do that now.
Okay.
But that's as the sort of spark badge interacts.
Like it.
And there's just this little bit of energy that's just kind of coalescing around you. It's you're powered up by the coffee.
Yeah.
You've got your whole team around you and you couldn't be prouder.
Yep.
And cool. Same deal. Your brain turns to Milo and you go, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's fine.
Yep.
And then you feel him.
Hmm.
And he's out to the west.
Okay.
And you know that he's okay.
Okay.
And you're like, interesting.
Hmm.
And you just continue breathing and feeling that air rush in and out of you. And you get flashes of Milo walking, flying, getting to where he needs to be, Different times, different places, but you know he's okay. And it kind of sets your mind at ease. You relax a little bit. And you go, two more.
Two more, baby.
Crack those little bird knuckles.
Two more, baby.
You realize that New Tree is a 40-minute flight.
Nice.
After the team gets a hearty meal, you could hit there well before nightfall.
Beautiful. I heard New Tree Gym is better at night, so.
It is. It is fully indoors, and it is much better at night. But that is where we will pick up with Monty and the Rooter Birds and friends next time.
With another badge to add to their collection, the flock sets out for New Tree to claim the next. If you enjoyed this episode of Boarding Party, please consider leaving a like on the video to show your support. If you'd like to see more of the Tots and stay up to date on the Laris region, why not subscribe to the channel? If you'd like to help us out in other ways, you can follow the links in this video's description box to our Patreon. From there, you can join the discussions in our Discord server, or check out the post show, Still Rolling, and get a recap of every session with myself and the crew. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about the Rooter Flock's Fola Gym Triumph and how you think they'll handle New Tree. Thanks so much for watching. We'll catch you next week as our heroes work to get Bentley back on his feet and tackle the Tinderbox.